Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Archer Daniels Midland Company today says that its profit fell to $8 million, or a penny per share, in the 3 months ending March 31st, down from $517 million, or 80 cents per share, a year ago. The latest results included a loss of $229 million, or 36 cents per share, from equity investments. ADM said oilseed processing profit slipped 6% to $224 million due to poor crush margins in North America and weak fertilizer margins and recession-reduced demand in South America. Profit from corn processing fell to $49 million from $172 million a year ago, as increased operating profit in corn starches and sweeteners was more than offset by continued struggles in its ethanol business. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS reported crop progress for the week ending May 3rd. 33% of the corn crop has been planted versus 22% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 50%. Illinois and Indiana are the furthest behind. Illinois is just 5% planted for corn, compared with the five-year rolling average of 66%. Indiana also at 5% versus the five-year rolling average of 47%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 84.22 is down 4.70. The NASDAQ 17.48 down 15. The S&P 500 at 903 is down 4.20 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, the Eastern Corn Belt needs a planting window.
Well, the Eastern Corn Belt may have another day before the rain arrives, but it looks like scattered showers will continue to plague the area, and we're going to get away from that frontal system sort of rain and have the pop-up showers and thunderstorms. They call them the garden variety type, but you can't get into the garden when it's just so muddy, and that's going to be the situation for the next several days. Right now we have rain that's falling across the upper Midwest, the spot in western Iowa getting some heavy rain right now, some moderate rainfall across the southeast corner of Minnesota and then through northeastern Iowa, and that's where our rain will be coming from. Scattered showers and some thunderstorms, mainly across the northern portion of Illinois, southern Wisconsin. We'll have a chance for thunderstorms as the jet stream's poking into that area. But it looks like at least some rain will fall in all areas of Illinois and Indiana. Again, starting with the showers north and west tonight. And there's also that southern branch that's been plaguing the southeastern states and the delta with the severe weather. Well, some of that moisture will be heading north and up towards the Ohio River. They could see some 1 to 2 inch rainfall totals over the next couple days. As we get towards the weekend, again, some scattered showers around the area. There could be a little bit of light rain again next week, and then we have a stronger cold front that's expected to push into the area towards the middle and late week next week. And again, that the vigorous cold front is expected to drop some more potentially heavy rain and further set things back. So hopefully some activity is going on across the area with the dry day today, and the dry day for eastern Indiana tomorrow, but again, that window of opportunity to get out in the fields, not very great. Across the plains, warmer, drier weather arriving in most areas. Planting remains significantly behind schedule in the Dakotas. They do have a few showers there. Virtual standstill across the eastern and central portion and southeastern plains, as they've had downpours and some flooding in that area. And again, just scattered showers dotting the upper Midwest right now. The dry weather will hold out for another day, and then we will look for more rain on and off across the area. Over the next 6 to 10 days, warmer and mostly drier than normal weather is expected from the southwest into the southern Rockies eastward, and above normal precipitation will persist in the Corn Belt as well as the Pacific Northwest. Temperatures will be near average, maybe slightly above for much of the Corn Belt. Again, that would be great if we had dry weather, but it's just not going to help the situation. The only areas that look to be below normal on the 6 to 10 day outlook look to be in the northern Rockies and in through New England. Quickly looking at some other locations, they did have a little bit of light rain in Argentina and parts of Buenos Aires. There will be a system that will bring much cooler conditions into the area, shifting to the east today and tomorrow. You don't look for much in the way of precipitation. The cool temperatures will continue, and then readings will rebound back to above average towards the weekend. And in Brazil, again, just a few showers, maybe up to an 3/4 of an inch of rain. They do look for some more rain in that area next week, and that could bring some needed moisture to the second season corn crop across southern and eastern sections of Brazil. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 5.96¾, down a quarter, last trade up 6.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.43¼, up 4¾. Last trade up 8¼. July, 5.51 unchanged. Last trade up 7¾. May corn opened at $4, up 2. Last trade up 3½. July, 4.05¾, up a quarter. Last trade up 1½. December, 4.25, down a half. Last trade up 2½. May beans opened at 11.20, up 4¾. Last trade up 9. July, 11.04, up a half. Last trade up 8½. November, 9.70½, unchanged. Last trade up 9¼. May soybean meal opened at 3.57.70, up 10. Last trade up 3.50. July, 3.44.40, down 40. Last trade up 2.70. May soybean oil opened at 38.01, up 7. Last trade down 14. July, 38.31, up 7. Last trade down 10. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What's the trade going to make of the NAS planning data?
Well, it wasn't quite as good as expected. It is a lot better than last year. They were looking for 35 at the low end to 39. The Western Belt, of course, is the where it's really been planted. Indiana, Ohio both improved 1 point. Ohio did improve about 9, but it's still the Eastern Corn Belt's very far behind. The Western Corn Belt's ahead of normal.
Yeah, Illinois, 61% on the 5-year rolling average, lower than on the week, and then Indiana is down 42% on the 5-year rolling average. Although, you know, we noted when we looked at the Tennessee numbers that they jumped from 37% to 74% in just 1 week, a 37% increase in the planting. So I suppose the trade is still not going to make too much about the Eastern Corn Belt.
Yeah, I don't think they really are. If you look at last year, we had almost record crops in that area, and we planted anywhere from 2 to 5 weeks late and still had great stuff. If you look at Illinois, most of Illinois corn got planted May 15th to May 30th last year.
All right, then. What do you think? What are your thoughts for corn today? It continues to bump on technical charts up against a pretty long downtrend line that through January, March, and April highs. If I'm looking at the, I believe I'm looking at, what chart am I looking at here? I'm looking at the front month chart.
Yeah, it has had trouble. It hasn't been able to get through that 435 to 8 area and stay. So that's a big, huge area. Yesterday we got to 32, 33 area, went right back down to the 20.5. I think we're still in a sideways pattern. The planting progress, I don't think, is a big thing to the industry yet. And the outside markets, the Dow and the attitude that maybe we're getting to get better there has helped draw money away from the grains back into the Dow.
What about the soybeans?
Soybeans, similar. Old crop is very tight supplied because South American crop, especially Argentina, is smaller. We did see numbers of bigger today than U.S. had it for Brazil, but they're still coming to the U.S. for beans, tightening our supply in old crop. That's been dragging new crop. One of these days, that new crop will hit a high and then back down, and we could see it really go back down, especially if any of those 7 million acres the government says we're planting to nothing get planted to beans.
Then the prices on the opening call today.
Opening call prices, we're looking at corn anywhere from unchanged up 3, beans from up 5 to up 10.
And in the wheat?
In wheat, we're looking at 6 to 8 higher. We did plunge yesterday. We're still having people try to sell wheat up near yesterday's highs.
And very quickly, CME livestock numbers, please.
We're looking for mixed there overnight. We did have the hogs back up some, but the swine flu now, which continues to be called that when it really isn't. We actually did have some hogs catch it in Canada, and they caught it from humans. But there's still countries in the world and people that think you can get it from hogs, and it has nothing to do with the current hog. So it could push that back down, the swine flu news again.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. You're listening to WILO 580 AM.